Okay, today's mitzvah, today's daf, I should say, is Kuf Chav Beis. Kuf Chav Beis in Maseches Chulin 122, as we are on Kuf Chav Aleph Amud Beis, sixth wide line or so, Misayaleh. Misayaleh, we just quoted a long brisa, which was quoted for the purpose of figuring out when an animal is Mifar Cheses. That's what this whole discussion is about. It's in the throes of death, and it is still flailing around, so it has some status of chai and some status of mace. What happens if a Jewish shechtigit, if a non-Jewish shechtigit, if it's not being shechted, it's just being killed? So in there we brought a raya to the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds there still an isser of Avram and Achai at this stage. So that is why the whole brisa was brought, but towards the end of the brisa quoted that if somebody wants to eat a piece of meat, Sheyocha behema, before the animal totally dies, which is a very tasty and healthy piece of meat. So the way you do it is that you take it out right away, and then you rinse it and salt it right away. The poskim discussed the language of our Gemara here, being salted and then rinse it. But we also say you have to rinse it first, and then salt it, and then rinse it again. All different opinions. We're not going to get to the details of Malicha, but that is this Gemara is discussed in that context of Yafe Yafe, Malcho Yafe Yafe, and Madicho Yafe Yafe. Okay, so the Gemara continues and says, Misayeya le l'Rav Idi Bar Avin. The previous brisa was a siyua, was approved to Rav Idi Bar Avin. Dam Rav Idi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Yisra Bar Ashin, Harotze Sheyavri. If somebody wants to be healthy. Rashi says on the fourth wide line, Basar ze tov l'refua. Right, this type of fresh piece of meat is good for your health. So if you want to be, if you want to have that, Chote kezayis basar b'beis ha-shchita. You cut out a piece of flesh from the b'beis ha-shchita, from the neck, as it is being shechted, right after the shchita. Umolcho yafe yafe. And then it can be salted right away well. Umadicha yafe yafe. And rinsed well. Umantin la achetetse nafsha. And then wait until it dies. Echarovet kochave vecha yisro mutarn ba. Jew or non-Jew alike are mutter in this piece of flesh that came out. Right? So it's mutter for a Jew, a mutter for a guy. There's nothing that is mutter for a Jew and asr for a guy. Rashi adds in that principle, so that is why this is true. We know for sure by a Jew is kosher, because it was ready after Shechita. A guy usually has to wait till it dies. So the answer is no, because lekamidi, because of that principle that comes up in Yevamos and elsewhere, that there's nothing that's asr for a guy that is mutter for a Jew. We had one exception earlier in this Masechta, but not for now. Boy, Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar says, Shaha ba vidaras ba mahu. This shchita, and the shchita that brings about the case that we are talking about of Yisrael, the case in the Mishnah that we have been speaking about, a Yisrael shechting a non-kosher animal, achieving a certain status of Tumas Ochlan and not Tumas Avelos, or the opposite. So does that have to be a perfect shchita? In order, it's not bringing to heter achila anyway. So the question is, what about the psule shchita? Remember way back on Daftes, I think it was, Daftes lists off the five psule shchita: shehiya drasa chalada, ikur, and hagrama. Right? Elu kol tavachinu de'ehil kashchita asur lechal bishchita so ve'elu hein shehiya drasa ikur chalada v'hagrama. So the answer of Balazar here: what happens if the shochet messes up in one of these areas? Let's say he's shohet, he delays in shechting. Let's say he's dores, let's say he karate chops instead of slicing. So in those cases, do we say that also achieves tumas ochlin? It's not a kosher shechita, but you're not interested in a kosher shechita anyway, because you're shechting a non-kosher animal. But does that achieve the status of shachut legabe tumas ochlin, like we said before? Mahu? So Gemara answers, Amar lei, hahu saba. An older man said to Rabbi Elazar, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. I remember Rabbi Yochanan gave shir on this. And what did he say? Tzricha hechsher shchita ki behemah tahora. It needs hechsher shchita like a kosher animal. What does that mean? It needs hechsher shchita, hechsher lomai. Hechsher for what? Amar of Shmuel by Yitzchak, bedika sakin. It even needs checking the knife afterwards to make sure that the shchita wasn't problematic. Meaning, it needs a kosher shchita with all the details. Bedika sakin is just an example of even bedika sakin it would need. But in order to achieve, again, if the parallel is this usually brings a status for a Jew, and therefore here it's even going to bring a status for a guy. It has to follow the rules of what is usually required for a Jew. Okay, period. So that is, again, the lundus being what type of shechita accomplishes. It might also be related to, how do we look at the psulei shechita? Do we look at the psulei shechita as a tainted shechita or not a shechita? How do you look at it? Let's say you're shoha. We discussed this a little bit towards the beginning of the Masechta. Let's say a kohen does a shechita, a person does a shechita, and he's shoha b'shechita also. So you can't eat the food, that's for sure. Can't eat the food. But how do we look at what happened? Like, is that, let's say we treated, first of all, is there tumas nevela? So l'chara, there's tumas nevela because there was a psul in the shechita. So, but still, is it totally nothing? Like here also, it's a nevela, you can't eat it. So do we say, and also you might be b'chal between different types of psul shechita. Do we say it's all purely like a nevela, as if you chopped off the head, like din nechira? Or do we say, no, maybe something occurred, there was a problem with the shechita, so it's going to have an nevela, but maybe there was still something there related to shechita. After all, shehiya, the same exact act was done, you just took a time out in the middle. Right? So shehiya, the same exact act was done. So, okay, maybe the other is like ikur or hagrama, you went outside the area where you're supposed to have done it. But for sure, maybe, and maybe it's even meduyuk. Why does the Gemara, I didn't see anyone pick up on this, but why does the Gemara specifically pick those two? Shaha ba and daras ba. Why does it quote all five? And if it's going to quote two, what's the order? What's the order on Daftes? It says, Shehiya Durasa Chalada Harugami Iker. So it is the first two on that list. So is it just the first two dot dot dot, or is it Miduyuk? Because these two, out of all of them, these two are let's say, the least problematic in terms of the Maisa. Because Iker, the whole, if you remember Rashi's Pshat, the edge of it was uprooted, was detached before you started the Shechita. Hagrama, you went outside the area of where Shechita is supposed to occur. Chalada, you went underneath. So you cut it from the wrong side. So those, L'chora, are totally not a shechita. So maybe that's not even a hava mina here. Because those for sure are total nevela. But these two, which, again, shehi is just a delay, and drasa is, maybe you did the same exact physical act, but instead of slicing, you karate chopped. So maybe by those two, the Gemara has the hava mina. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe it's total, it should say v'chulu. But maybe the ish, part of the issue behind Rabbi Elazar's question is, how do we look at the psule shechita? Does it totally knock out a maisa shechita? Or maybe at least two of them are a tainted maisa shechita, which might be good enough at least to bring tumas ochlin. Okay, just a suggestion. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Boi minei Rebbe Zeira, mei Rav Sheshes. Rav Zeira asked Rav Sheshes. This must be before Rav Zeira went up to Eretz Yisrael. As we'll see later on in today's daf, we know from the end of the Gemara in Ksubis, Rav Zeira made Aliyah against some of his friends and Rebbeim's wishes at the end of Ksubis. But that's why he's Rebbe Zeira, and he's asking from Rav Sheshes. He's only asking, maybe it's Rebbe Zeira al Shem Sofo. He's asking after he got Smicha. So, Mao Shetatzal al Blu and Shemesocha. These are all questions related to the status of this shechita that was done on this non-kosher animal. So, the question is, we know that generally, if there is something that is balua, that is swallowed up in a house that is tamei mace, so that item is tahar. If it's swallowed up, it's something that could be chotzeitz b'fnei tuma, that could prevent tuma from going in. Right, the classic example given in the Torah is a kli cheres with its tamid pasul. A kli cheres which is totally closed on top and nothing can get in, tightly closed with a cover. So that protects what is inside. So what about this case? Let's say the animal before it was shechted swallowed something. We had earlier cases, case of a tabas inside. But here, what happens if the animal swallows something? What's the issue? The issue is, something that is tummy itself cannot be chotis b'fnei atumah. So here, this animal is in a middle status. This animal is tummy, tumas ochlin, but it's not metameh, tumas nevelis. So what is the important factor in terms of prevention and protecting what's inside this animal? It's half kosher, half tameh, half tar. That's Rabbi Zeira's question. Is this going to save the baluin inside of it? Rashi notes that a Yisrael that shechs a kosher animal, a regular shechita, that's for sure not a question. That for sure does not protect what's in it. Because the animal is for sure completely dead right now, right after the Shechita. Because, again, we're talking about the moment of Mefarkeses. We're stopping time right there. So at the moment, if a Jew shechts a kosher animal, it's as if the animal is totally dead for a Jew. The Jew can eat it now. So for sure it's not matzil for what's inside of it. Because it's totally dead. There's no difference between right now and 10 seconds from now. If a non-Jew shechts a non-kosher animal, it's for sure does protect while it's Mefarkeses. Because what he did was meaningless. He's a goy. He's not in the parsha of Shechita. And therefore, what he did so far is meaningless. Once the animal dies, so then it's not going to be chotzitz anymore. Because now a goy can eat it. But while it's Mefarkeses, it's not. So a Jew to a kosher animal is for sure not a question. It's for sure not chotzitz. A goy to a non-kosher animal is for sure chotzitz. What about this case? A Jew with the non-kosher animal. The shayla, the case of the Mishnah. That's our shayla. It is metame to masochlin and not to masavelus. So that's the question that Reb Zeira asks Reb Sheshes. So Amar Le Reb Sheshes answers him, Eina metame to masavelus, velo tatsu. Come on, it doesn't have to masavelus. So obviously, it is considered, what does that mean? It's not considered to masavelus, so therefore it's considered alive. So the Reb Sheshes is saying, it's not going to save, it for sure should surely save. It should surely protect what's in it. It's still considered alive. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, I'm sorry, did I skip a line? I skipped a line, I'm sorry. Amar Lay, first line. Metamatumas Ochlin Umatzeles. First, Rav Sheshes says, it's Metamatumas Ochlin, so of course it cannot protect what's in it. Amar Lay, so Rav Zeira answered back, no, you don't understand why I'm asking. Ain't Metamatumas Avelos Velo Tatsil? Meaning that's the issue. Do we look at the fact that it's not Metame Tumas Avelos, so it's like it's alive, so it should protect? Or the opposite, it is Metamatumas Ochlin, so it should not protect? So that's the shaila. So Rav Sheshes did not have an answer. So Amar Abaya, Abaya chimes in. Eina matzalas habalun shebesocha. It does not protect, meaning it's considered dead. Toha metami to masochlin. It's metami to masochlin. So that's good enough in terms of hilchas hatsala metuma. And the Gemara just adds veharova. And if somebody Rachman al Islam lives with its animal. At this moment, while it's being mefarkeses, chayiv, he's chayiv, as if the animal is alive. Daha, einam etamim, tumas tevela. So the halachas of bestiality go by tumas tevela, and the halachas of hatsala mituma goes by tumas ochlin. Why that should be is a good question, but essentially you have to put together all of the halachas. Why is the Gemara asking all these halachas? Because each halacha might be totally on something different. This animal has a middle status, as we mentioned yesterday. It has some status a little bit like chai, a little bit like mace, while it's being farkases. So therefore, we have to know exactly which halacha is dependent on which status. Period. So the Chassam Sofer just brings up, we're not going to do his answer, but he brings up that the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about if somebody is roveya a behema trefa, chayiv. The Gemara says, roveya behema trefa chayiv. The Gemara says, what's the chiddush? You might have thought the animal is already considered dead, right? So therefore, it's like roveya behema meis, a piece of basar. Kamash v'lon, it's totally on hana'a. Like, we know many halachas in Hilchas Arayas are, and therefore, you know, that's why it's still Aser. So the Chassam Sofer notes, why is that Mandam, I think it was Rava, there's that Hedrin telling us a big Chiddush, if you're Rovea Trefa, if you're a Rovea, an animal is Befarkeses, it's even bigger Chiddush, it's about to die, not just the Trefa. So he talks about maybe there's a Machlokes between that Shita and this Shita, maybe the Shita that says Rovea Trefa would not agree to Roveya Issa Mefarkeses. That's what he's Hisar is bringing in that Gemara in Sanhedrin. Okay, we continue now. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we're back to the last line of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'alal V'chulu. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda spoke about the Alal, which we had yesterday. Machlokas, Rabbi Shlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, what that is. Let's assume that it's like Rabbi Shlokas Shishita, I think it was, and that is, it's the piece of meat, the little pieces of meat that are left on the hide after you skin it. That's what Reish Lakish said, and that's what we're going to go with right now. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda said, what did he say about it? He said, if it's gathered into a kezias, so then it's going to be matami to masochlin, right? Hamachunas. Ha'alo, Rabbi Yehuda said, ha'alo hamachunas. Im yishbo kezias b'makam echad chayiv alav. Rabbi Yehuda said, alo, that is mechunas. Right, this is Rabbi Yehuda.
Tumas nevela, right?
What? Tumas nevela. Tumas nevela, right? Because tumas nevela is kezias. Tumas ochlin is kebetza. Kebetza, in order to give off tuma, to get tamei, it is a machlokas, whether it's kebetza also, or even a mashehu. That was machlokas Ramam Rashi. But Rabbi Yehuda is talking about Tomas Nevela. He says Chayev Alav. I think we said yesterday Chayev Alav, and that's in terms of either eating it or in terms of going into the Mikdash. Right? So that's Tomas Nevela. Tomas Ochlan cannot make a person Tame. Tomas Nevela. So, Amar Rav Huna.
As opposed to Tanakama calls it, it's never...
Tanakama says it's never... It wouldn't even be Matami Tomas Nevela in these cases. We'll have to see what the machlokas is. We're going to talk about that now. What does it mean, Allah Hamachunas? So, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Vahu Shekinso. Rav Huna says that according to Rav Yehuda, that says that if it is Mechunas, B'makam Echad, you're going to be chayef for it, it's not automatic. It's not that, oh, if there's a Kezias left together on it as you skinned it, that doesn't work. You have to actively do something to show that these pieces of flesh on the skin are not mevutal in your eyes, are not nullified in your eyes. You have to do something. That's Rav Husha Kinso. That is Rav Huna's Chiddush. Look at the bottom Rashi. Rav Husha Kinso. The Goli Daite. Because with this, when you gather it, you reveal in your mind, the Lo Batzle Meikara, that it was not nullified originally. It wasn't automatic. Because sometimes you're just not so careful. Some things are, you'll do something, even though there's a little meat there, you're not so interested in it. And it's like nothing. It's worthless to you. Aval, says Rashi, Niskanes Ve'elav. Rashi said this yesterday too. If it got gathered by itself, Kimo Shekinsuhu Tinokos, Achar Efshit, let's say some kids happen to be in the Shlacht house and they gather up the flesh together. Lo, that doesn't work. Because Hoil Ubatel Mitrila Vina'ase Or, important line in Rashi, since it was Batel automatically, you didn't do anything about it, so it has the status of hide. It does not have the status of flesh. Because you didn't give it the status of flesh, su lo hadar havi basar. It can never become basar again. Right, never become basar again. To tumas ochlin udemani machshav l'shavi ochlin. For tumas ochlin, maybe, but here we're not talking about that. As Justra said, l'shavi basar lo. Here we're talking about tumas avelus. Is it considered basar? And unless you do something, it's not going to get that status. So that is the chiddush of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, explaining Rav Yehuda Shita, Rebbe Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah, you have to gather and do something to be Megala your Das.
Even if Kinso.
The Tanakhama would say even, right. Even Kinso, it would be, it would not be. It would be, it would be Bato automatically, as we'll talk about it. V'yamar Rav Huna. Rav Huna also says, related, Shnei Chatzoi Zeisim Sheyeshna Gabi Ha'or, Ha'or Mevatzlan. Let's say, you skinned an animal, and on the hide, there are two different areas, each having a kezias of flesh. The or is mevatel them. That's Rav Huna's statement. Meaning, it doesn't have the status of basar. It's batel to the or. So ask the Gemara, leave them on. Who is Rav Huna talking to in the second statement of Rav Huna? That the two kezasim are not mitzdarif together. Is he talking about Rabbi Yishmael? What Rabbi Yishmael? What Rabbi Akiva? What are we talking about? So this is the Mishnah that we're going to have by the Shem in 2 days from now. Kuf Chav Dalad. The Mishnah quotes a machlokas. If somebody carries a hide that has, this case, two half kezesim of basar on it, in two different places, but it's not together, and you carry that hide, we know nevela is metame b'masa, by carrying it. So is that tumas nevela, by carrying through masa? If it's two half kezesim, machlokas Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. Because after all, Rabbi Yishmael says, yes, Lamaisa, you carried a kezias and nevela. So what, that half is here and half is there, you carried a whole kezias and nevela. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's batel lagabia or each one, and therefore it's not metame tumas nevela.
It's older than Rabbi Yehuda, though.
That was a machlokas Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. So now we're trying to figure out how to relate that machlokas to our Mishnah. That's what we're about to do. So, Alib Daman, who is Rav Huna talking to here when he brings up that case for the Mishnah later on, where you have two kezesim separately, the Ores Mavatalem. So, Alib Rabbi Yishmael, if he's trying to talk with the Rabbi Yishmael Shita over there, Ha'amalo Mavatalor, Rabbi Yishmael says it's not Mavatal, there's Tumas Nevela there. If you have the two half kezesim, they each have the status of Nevela, so you're Matami Tumas Nevela, so that can't be who he's talking about here, because he says the Ores Mavatal. The Alib Rabbi Akiva, Pshita, Ha'amar Mavatalor. And if it's Rabbi Akiva, then what's his chiddush? Rabbi Akiva already said there that the two half kezesim of flesh are batel; they have no status. That's exactly what Rav Huna said. So if he's just saying Rabbi Akiva, he should just say halacha Rabbi Akiva. So answers the Gemara, two answers. First answer is here la olam aliba Rabbi Yishmael. Really, he's talking about Rabbi Yishmael, who says there that the basar is considered existent, meaning the aura is not mevatel basar. That's why, if you carry that piece, you're metame. But there's a chiluk within Rabbi Yishmael. V'chi amar Rabbi Yishmael lo mevatel or hanimili shepotas achaya. When do we say the flesh has status and it doesn't? It's not just considered or where achaya. Another animal ripped out a piece of hide with flesh on it. So there was no human act which skinned an animal without caring to be so careful about the flesh still on it. So the human being did not do anything here to show you, to give you the impression that I don't care about the flesh. So that's where Rabbi Shmuel says that the flesh is significant, where Achaya does it. But in the case where a shochet did it, so batel, that's batel, and that's the case that Rav Huna is talking about. Rav Huna is talking about a case of a skinning by a person, and over there, Rabbi Shmuel is talking about a case of skinning by an animal. Okay, first try. That is a chilek within Rabbi Shmuel. Tashma, the Gemara is about to say that can't be. Because, what about Rabbi Yehuda sheet that we have in our Mishnah? Maybe this is what you were just bothered by. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer in our Mishnah, Ha'ala Mechunas, Emish Kezayis, Makam Echad, Chayav in a love. Rabbi Yehuda says, if there's a Kezayis in one place, or Chayav, V'yamar Rav Huna, what was the first Rav Huna statement? V'hu Shekinsu, as long as you put it together. So, who is that going according to? Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who does he fit with in the next Mishnah? E amrit bishlama paltasa sakin l'Rabbi Yishmael nami lo batil. If you tell me that Rabbi Yishmael is across the board, that even paltasa sakin, even if you want to, if the flailer, I think is the fancy Hebrew word, the English word, even if the flailer does it, not just the animal, even if the skinner, right, does it, Rabbi Yishmael holds the flesh has significance, meaning over there in that Mishnah on Kuf Chav Dalet, it's not limited to Chaya, but it's also Adam. So then, Rabbi Huna, Damak Rabbi Yishmael. So then here, Rabbi Huna, who's explaining Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah, is like Rabbi Shmuel, meaning what? Saying that as long as you do this act, you have the ability to give it significance. It's not automatically or forevermore. Ela I amrit, but if you say what you want to suggest, that within Rabbi Shmuel there's a distinction, paltasa sakin Rabbi Shmuel batil, then Rabbi Shmuel would agree that if it was a flailer, if it was a human being doing it, it would be batil. So then Rav Huna damar kaman. So who is Rav Huna within Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah? Who does it go like in the next Mishnah? Because both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva say that it will be batel to the or immediately, and therefore, how would kinso help? What, it's a third shita? We'd rather not say that. We'd rather not say it's Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yehuda, three different shitas. So we reject what we said. Hello, we go back to the original question. Who is Rav Huna like? La'ola paltasa sakin l'Rabbi Shmuel lo batel. You're right. There's no chilek. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's always... If the animal is skinned, the flesh has significance. V'Rav Huna d'amar k'Rabbi Akiva. Rav Huna was like Rabbi Akiva. What was our question before? Pshita. The question was, it's obvious. Over there, Rav Akiva said, remember that case? Rav Akiva said that if you carry a hide with two half kezesim of flesh on it, you're not metameh. Tumas Tavela doesn't make you tame, so that's beferished. Rabbi Akiva says that the basar is mevutal to the or. So what's Rav Huna adding here? So Ma, the Gemara says as follows. Because Ma, the Tema, you might have said, Kikama Rabbi Akiva. When does Rabbi Akiva say, Hishita Hani Mili Paltas Asakin? That is only, we would have limited Rabbi Akiva to one case. I would have only said that by Paltas Asakin, that's where it's batal. Ava Paltas Achaya lo batal. But if the Chaya did it, maybe it wouldn't be batal. Kamash Malan. That's Rav Huna's chiddush explaining that shita. Time of Rabbi Akiva mipnei shahar bevatlan. Period. The ar bevatl the basar loshna palat chayav loshna palat sakin. There's no difference. Kidik tani seifa, like it says later on mipnei mar Rabbi Akiva mitayer baor mipnei shahar bevatlan. It says a beferish. So Rav Huna in this second statement, the Rav Huna right here is going within the shita of Rabbi Akiva, and he's teaching me the Rabbi Akivas across the board that whenever you have less than a kezias of flesh on an or, even if you could add that up with the rest of it, it's still batel. It does not have the status of nevela.
So he made one statement according to Rabbi Shmuel, one statement according to Rabbi Yehuda.
He made one statement explaining Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. That Rabbi Yehuda happens to follow Rabbi Yishmael Shita. Correct. And then he made another statement like Rabbi Akiva. Maybe we hold like Rabbi Akiva. He said, by the way, let me explain this Shita and let me tell you what we hold. Right, so that's what, correct.
Is it the same machlokas Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda in the end?
It might, similar. No, you have to work it out. The Rishonim try to work it out if it's exactly the same or not. But that's the, that is the Gemara. Okay. Weiter. Says the next Mishnah. Ve'elu sha'oro sehen kibsaron. The following animals, or beings, I should say. Well, I guess a person is also a nefesh chaya. But the following beings, their skin is considered their basar. Meaning what? For what purpose? So we've been talking about tumas nevelos. A person is on nevela. At least for the animals, maybe. The skin is so soft, so it has the status of the basar. The Rambam says, quotes this Mishnah in the context both of tumah and of achila. End of achila. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, you find it. The Rambam says in Hilchot Machalas Asuros, Perek Dalid Halacha Chaf Aleph. The Rambam says Elu Shorosein Kibsaron, and it lists all the items from our Mishnah. And the Rambam says Kol Elu Haoros Kishehin Rachos Harehin Kibasar Lachol Davar Bein LeIsra Achila Bein LeTuma. The Rambam says this fish is talking about the Isra of eating it, just like the Isra of eating basar of the following items. So too, if you eat the or, it's considered roi lachila, because it's soft, and it's not like eating some part of the animal that is not roi lachila. So, what is on this list? Number one, or ha'adam, human skin. Human skin is considered like human flesh, and therefore, it is aser to eat. We will get back to that. Let's just do the Mishnah first. V'ar chazir shal yishuv. And the skin, the hide of a yishuv, a tamed, domesticated pig. Rabbi Yehuda omrav ar chazir abar. Even the skin of a wild pig. V'ar chateres shel gamal haracha. And the or of the hump of the soft camel. V'ar harosh shel egal arach, and the skin of the head of the soft calf. V'ar haprasos, and the or of its hoofs, which the Gemara will talk about exactly what that is. V'ar beis haboshes, and the or that covers the makom ha'erva of the female animal as well. V'ar ha'shalil, and the or, the skin of an embryo that was born, that was found inside, so it's it has the status of basar. V'ar chadachas alya, and the or that is under the tail as well. V'ar ha'anaka v'akoach v'alatov v'achomet, and the or of these four shratzim, these are four of the eight shratzim listed in Shmini, that are metame. We know that in Shmini, the pasuk tells us that there are many shratzim that are usher to eat. But there are eight specific shratzim that not only are to eat, but are metameyu. Right? And these are four of them. Not going to translate what these four are, because this is a machlokas what exactly they are. But they are four of the shratzim. What's clear that we mentioned in the mitzvah shir, and I think mentioned even in the daf once, and that is something that is not in those eight is a nachash. Right? Last week's parsha. The nachash is not on the list of eight. Which is interesting. Out of all the creepy crawlies, wouldn't you think the nachash should be in the list of the shmona tamei shratzim? So Rebbe Bachai talked about that. Or Rebbe Bachai noted that maybe it is a siyag daraisa. What's a siyag daraisa? Because if a nachash was tamei, people might be hesitant to get involved in terms of killing it. And it would be sakana. So Hashem doesn't want you to hesitate at all, and therefore he says it's not tamei. Just kill it. It's also to eat. But that's interesting. Rabbi Bachai talks about that. And the other answer, Arachai Makadosh. Anyway, back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Halataka Chulda. No, Rabbi Yehuda says the Lata, which is like a type of lizard, is like a Chulda, which is not one of these four. Rabbi Yehuda says it has hard skin, and therefore it is not in this category. Fine. V'kulon, what is the machlokas about? We'll talk about it in the Gemara. V'kulon she'ibdo she'ilach ben kadei avoda. All of these skins, all of these hides that you processed, you were ma'abed, it's one of the lamatas malachas, or you walked on them, you trampled them in order to process it, tahorin. Then they all become tar because they're not fit to eat anymore. They all get hardened. Chos mi'ar ha'adam. Ar ha'adam, even after this, is aser to... It's considered like it's basar. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer Shmona Shrasim Yishlan Oros. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri said, "No, all eight have Oros, and therefore all eight they're Orosay." And we'll see what he means. Whether he means therefore Oros and Kapsarin, not Kapsarin, but all eight have Or. Or Adam is a big topic because the Or is like the basar. What's the halacha basar Adam? Is basar Adam? What's the halacha? So we mentioned the Rambam in the past. The Rambam says it is an Isser Asay. it is better to eat, Rachmana Litzlan, it's better, halachically, to eat human flesh than to eat nevela. Because nevela is an issa daraisa. Human flesh, according to the Rambam, is a bitul, is an issa rase.
Is the Mishnah focusing on tuna here?
Yes, it's focusing on tuna. The Rambam says it, bein linyin tuma ben yilin achila. The Rambam says it befeirs. That's the Rambam I read before. So the, but if you look in the Rambam, in Perak Beis and Hilchos Nachalas Asuros, ha'adam, aval bishinemar bo, vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya, Parshas Bereishis, even though the human beings are called a chaya, eino bichlal minein chaya ba'alas parsa. Don't think that they're included in Shmini. Lefichach eino below sase. There's no lo sase by human flesh. Via ochel mi besar adam o mechelbo bein min achai bein min ames eino loke. Not going to get malchus. It's not an issa daraisa. Avol is aser hu ba'ase. It's an issa ase. Why? Because at the end of the parsha of Kashrus in Shmini it says zo sachaya asher tochlu. These chayas you should eat, and human beings are not in that parsha. Ha, koshu chutzbehan lo sochlu, v'lava ba mechal ase ase. That is the Rambam. The Ravid, amazingly, and other Rishonim also hold this way, that there's not even an Isser Ase. It's disgusting. Maybe it's Baal Tashaksu, but it's Isser Drabana. That's what various Rishonim say based on a Gemara Ksubas Daf Samach, which has come up before, but that is regarding to Ar Ha'adam being like Basar. So you're right. If you say like the Rishonim that say Basar Adam is Drabanan, then the Pashas, they have to limit this Mishnah to Tumah. Because then, you know, if Basar is Drabanan, so Ar is Drabanan, so Pashas, they were limited to Tumah. Okay, Vaiter. Amar Ula, Dvar Torah, Ar Adam Tor. Ula tells us that Mida Araisa, the skin of a person, is Tahar. Umatam amru tame, so why do we say it's tame? Gzeira, shemayasa adam oros aviv imo shetichin. Gzeira, a person might take his parents' skin and make it into carpets, into covers of their couch, shetichin. This is gzeira. A person might do this. Why in the world would a person do this? Okay, let's just read a little more and then we'll come back. V'ikad ma'asi la seifa, some say this line is going on the seifa. V'kulon she'idam she'ilek ben kadei avod etor kadu chuzbish or adam. Any of these skins that are processed become tar, except for Adam is always tame even after that. Amar ula dvar tar or Adam shibdu tar. Some say no, it should still be tar if it was processed. Or matam amru tame gzeira shemiyas Adam aros avivimo shetichin. Same gzeira. Mandamasi la resha, the one who says that this is stated on the resha where it's not even processed. Kol shegen asefa, surely on the seifa where it is processed, we would say this. Uman demasi asefa, according to one who says this on the seifa, aval aresha tumah daraisa. But on the resha, you might say, no, the seifa is drabanan, but the resha is daraisa. So therefore, just two different formulations. Huge discussion right here. In the Rishonim. First of all, Tosas already asks it. What are we focusing on parents for? All mace is aser bahana. So a limit from Egla Rufa, a mace, a dead body is Asur Bahana. So what are we focusing on? The fact that, oh, it's a Xera, it's going to be Tameh. People aren't going to use it anyway because it's Asur Bahana. The Abba got the mace, Asur Bahana, says Tosa. So b'chol adam, Asur Lassas Meor Shtichin, Mikol Makom, Lo Habi Gazri Rabbanon Mishem Hach Shasha, Sheyehe Tameh, El Mishem Ove V'imo, Zuchamer Tuva. You're right, it's Asur Bahana. But the Rabbana wouldn't have been gozer stam, oh, because people might violate the Isser Hana. That's not chomer enough. It's that you might do this to your parents, which the Rambani has the line, keep it aim, a violation of that. That's chomer tzvei, and that's why the Rabbana make the gzeira. So Dafka mentions that because of that ishvetzer achlomar, because parents are more shchiach gabe. That is the Tosfos here. If you look in Tosfos in Maseches Nida, Tosfos in Nida adds another answer. Tosfos Anida says, "V'yesh lomar d'tuma chamir lehu tvei." In some people's minds, they're more scared of tuma and tara than they are more of iser v'heter. It's a very important halachic and ashkafic point, right? Sometimes people are more scared. And Tosfos says, "Kedamar beperek beis diyoma," like it says in Yoma. It's one of the great stories, Chav Gimel. Remember the story? There's a Kohen who got into a fight with a fellow Kohen, and one of the Kohen took the knife, probably that he was going to use for Shechit, and stabs his fellow Kohen. And the guy's dying on the floor in the Azara. His father runs in, he sees his son, he says, "Oy vey!" And what does he do? Quickly take the knife out of my son so it doesn't become Tamei. And the Gemara says there, you see, people's warped hierarchies and priorities. Kashal lahem tumas kelim yishvichas damim. How about you try to save the guy? Right? Many quoted this in the aftermath of the Rabin murder and others, but that's the Kachlan Tumas Kli Yosim Yishvichas that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein gave a talk after he quoted this Gemara. Anyway, but that's what you see from that Gemara. That's Tumat Tara. People are more in. So the Rabbanan, it's Aser Bana. They're not worried about the Isurim. It's Tameh. Oh, right. Sometimes it's Lumad Davidoma. Sometimes people are more into Ayin Hara stuff than into like Averis. Right. So it's sometimes we have more warped mentalities. Two. That's the second answer that the Tosas gives. But then the third answer, right? Two in Maseches Nida. Another answer. Huge halacha lemaisa. Tosas and Nida. It's known as the Shita of Tosas and Nida. Daf Nun Hey. It's a das yachid in Rishonim. Va'od nireh deor eno bichlal basar le'aser bahana'a. Wow. When we say a mace is aser bahana'a, it does not apply to the skin. And that's why you had to have a separate gzeira. Why is that so important? Skin grafting from a mace. Skin transplants from a mace. Let's say there's a burn victim that needs skin. Is one allowed to take skin? So normally you have the first issue you have to overcome when you want to do any type of transplant, any type of, and every part of the body is different. Liver, kidney, cornea, is that considered? There's Isser Hanamen HaMeis, there's Bizoyin HaMeis, Revunterman is a shuva, my father likes to quote, that says there's no Bizoyin HaMeis by cornea transplants. Why? Because you close the eye. You don't see anything. It's only something that's nigla from the outside. But then there are Midrashim that talk about Lasil Lovos, whose eye is it going to be, by Trias HaMeis, all of these types of discussions come up. But this Tosfos is huge. Tosfos says, in this day, that skin is not Aser Bahana. And that's why you need a special gzera here. Rov Rishonim argue with that. Rov Rishonim assume that skin is also Aser Bahana. You look in the Poskim, look in the Nishmas Avram and others that talk about all of these Halakha L'maisa cases here. But this is an important Tosas that answers same question the Tosas asks here. But our Tosas does not give this answer. One final point, and that's the Ritva there. The Ramban also says it here. Another answer, why the parents? Why focus on the parents? Because maybe, says the Ritva, according to Rebbe the Ramban, maybe Dafka, you'd want to make a zikaron for your parents. And you warped, in your warped sense of kavod, think that this would be a great kavod. I'm going to hang my parents' skin on the wall. Right? Like a catch of my deer that I caught hunting. You know, that's what a person thinks. And that's what's the warped mentality. So did I bring the Ritva? Did I bring the Ramban? I brought the Ramban. Right? The Ramban says, right here in our Gemara, he says, the li nira de oros aviv v'imo mishim chibason hu mafshitan u'mekayman biyadon lispod aleihem v'ushotchan lefanav v'yeshba misur misur mishim malin ameis v'ein kovro b'zionin amihu rachman alaslan. It makes us think about the Asara Rege Malchus. What was it, Rabbi Yishmael? Kohen Gadol, the daughter of the king asks, I want to skin him because he's beautiful. Okay, anyway, this was a big discussion, but we have to move on right now. Says the it's just some language of the Chachmei Sfarad. They say the biggest Rasha Sheba Amimin wouldn't do such a thing to his parents. What's the whole gzeira for? That's the formulation of the Rishonim's questions. Tosa doesn't even ask that element. Okay, weiter, fourth line. The Yorchazi v'chulav v'kamipfagi. What's this machlokas about? One only says the domesticated pig, and the other says even the wild pig. Mar savar hai ishun v'hai rachich. One says this has a hard skin and this has a soft skin. Mar savar hai nami rachich. This one says it's also soft. Sharm Siyad Balacha here points out this is a tough one to get out of. It really sounds like a machlokas and mitzias. I mean, the Chassam Sofer and others, the Sharm Siyad Balacha quote here, always try to get out of machlokas and mitzias. But what are you going to say here? There's a certain standard of softness that you need. And some, they have different standards of softness that you need. They agree what it is. The machlokas is, does it overcome the standard? That's what you have to say. But it's still difficult to put into the words of the Gemara. Or, chotere shal gamal aracha, the skin of the soft, humped camel. The kama gamal aracha, so how old is that? Amar ulur b'shem levi, because man shelo toana. Oh, it's a camel that never carried a load. So that's why its skin is soft. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, he gives man aladov lo toana mahu. What if it's old enough to carry a load, but it didn't yet? Does that already make it hard? Boy, abaya. Lo higi is man aladov toana mahu. What if the opposite? It carried a load early. Teku. No answer. It's in that book we mentioned a few months ago. There's a book that has all the tekus and the Yehemuna Chachiyav Eliyahu's. Because somebody wrote a sefer. It's like, when Eliyahu Navi comes, we're going to have to like have a list of all the questions that we have. So he put together, I forgot it was 600, whatever it was, all the tekus and the Yehemunachs in Shas. But we're not going to be able to ask him, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Right? The Chafetz Chaim already says that. Only the Sveikis. So we have to have a list. Yes, Rabbi Shlakash, Rabbi Boyle, Kama Gamal Aracha. Rabbi Shlakash, he asked, what's a Gamal Aracha? Amalei, Rabbi Shmuel, Baraba, Aracha, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kozman Shlotona. Amalei, Tivukivli. Wow, sit down next to me. Thank you for that great answer. He gave him covet because he gave him a great answer. Yosef, and that's the contrast to this story. Yosef, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Kami Boy, Lekama Gamal Racha, he also asked the same question. V'yamalei Ravin Bar Chinina, Hachi Amar Ulam Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kozman Shlotona. As long as it didn't carry it. Havik Tanila, he repeated it because he didn't think that Reb Zera had heard him. Amale, Chadi Havdilcha, Amart. You told me already. What are you repeating it for me? You want to rub it in that I didn't know the answer? What's your problem? That's how the Mefarshim say what he meant. And the Gemara now contrasts the reaction of Reb Zera and the reaction of Reish Lakish. Tachazi ma ben takifi aradi Yisrael l'chassidi de Bavel. See the reactions of the strong ones of Eretz Yisrael, meaning Reish Lakish. He was the Gadol Adar, one of the Gadol Adar in Eretz Yisrael. He was soft, he got an answer, come sit next to me, and look at Reb Zera, who ended up in Eretz Yisrael, but he was a Babylonian. The takifi, the chassidi Bavel. He was the chassid of Bavel. Look at his reaction. Look at the reaction that he had. So that's the contrast. Rashi quotes, how do you know he was a chassid? Rashi says he used to go into ovens to check if he was able to withstand the fire. If he was, the other Gemaras that talk about Reb Zera doing that, to check if he was able to withstand the fire, and so Magalas Hashas talks about, the fire symbolizes the fire of Gehenim, and therefore, if he's protected against it, that makes him a chassid. Okay, there's more there. Why is Reb Zera called chassid de Bavel? But we will continue. What is the soft calf? Ula Amar ben Shnaso, 1 year. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kozman Sheyonek, as long as it is still suckling. Iboyelahu, Heichi Ka'amar Ula. What was this machlokas about? Ula ben Shnaso, Vihusho Yonek. Did Ula mean you need both? You need within the year and suckling. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan Kozman Sheyonek, Rabbi Yochanan said you only need one. You only need the suckling. Odilma Ula ben Shnaso, Ka'amar. Bein Yonik, Bein Sheino Yonik. Or Ula said, no, all you need is 1 year. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Shazavusho Yonik. Rabbi Yochanan is the Machmir one. He says you need both. So which is it? It's not clear. They each just say one factor. Tashma, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, Kolzman Sheyonik. Rabbi Yochanan uses the Lashon, Kolzman Sheyonik. As long as it is suckling. Vim Isa, and if it's true that he requires both, Vihu Sheyonik Biboyle. He should use that lashon shma mina, so it must be that all he needs is yinika. Period. By my name is Shlakas Rabbi Yochanan. Or harosh shall egel harach maushi yitame. Does the skin of the head of the soft calf make you tame? Tosas points out in the second Tosas, it's the first in the Mishnah. So what he's really asking is, do we hold like this? Do we hold like this Mishnah? So Amalei answers his brother-in-law, his Rebbe, ain't matame. Tamatame. Amalei. So he says, what do you mean? It says in the Mishnah. Limatan Rabbeinu. Elu sharosein kibsaron. V'ar harosh alik alarach. Amalei. Al takni teini. Don't bother me with that. B'lashen yachid anishona osa. I think that Mishnah is a das yachid. Who? Titania. The following brisa has that shita of as a das yachid. Hashochid is sa'ola la. What is, where do we know this from? Totally different context. Pigol. Remember, to be back fond memories of Maseches Zvachim and Menachos. Pigol. Hashochet is the Ola Lahakter Kazayis Me'or Shadakas Alya Chutz Lemkomo. If I shecht an Ola, and I have in mind to burn a Kazayis of the Or under the tail. You have to, for Pigol, you have to have in mind something that is Ra'ui to eat, or Ra'ui to be burned. So, the fact that the Tanakami Or only says the Or under the tail means all other types of skin is inedible. That wouldn't be Pigol. He only says this one. Chutzlim komo, if you have a kavan of doing it outside of its spot, pasol vein bokaris, we know that's pasol. Chutzlis mano, that's really pigol, pigol b'chayavon of karis. So the Tana Kama holds, which is the das, the stam shita, that shita limits it very much. The second shita we're about to have now is the shita of our mishnah that includes all the other items, and that's a das yachid. That's Rabbi Yochanan's answer. Elazar ben Yehuda ish Avlam Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yaakov. V'chein ha'ir Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish Kfar Ikum Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Echad ar prasos, whether it's the or of the hoofs. V'echad ar arosh shel egal arach. V'echad ar shel tachaz ha'alya. V'kol shem orich ha'cham v'gabi tum ha'shor ha'sein kibsaran. All of them. L'avi or shel beis ha'boshes, even the or by the makom ha'erva of the female. Chutzlam kom ha'pasov ve'em ha'karis. Chutzlam ha'pasov ve'em ha'karis. Chutzlam ha'pasov. So you see, all the cases of the Mishnah are only listed as the second Shita, which has a name. And therefore, not the anonymous Shita, and therefore we don't hold that way, says Rabbi Yochanan. Interestingly, the Gemara here compares Hilchos Pigol and Hilchos Tuma. There's a difficulty with the sheet of the Rambam. You could look it up. He seems not to have a parallel. Hilchos Pigol, he seems to pass in like the Tanakama. And in Hilchos Tuma, like we read before, he seems to pass in like our Mishnah. So it was a little difficult. Two more minutes. Var Beis Aprasos, my Beis Aprasos. What does the skin of the hoofs mean? Rav Amar Beis Aprasos Mamish. Literally, the skin of the hoofs. Rabbi Chanina Omar, Rechuva Hanim Keresim Arosh. It also means the skin on the bone just above the hoof. We mentioned that the animals have like double knees, so the bottom bone, the skin on that also is included in the Beis HaProses. That's also soft. And the Ohr of the Anaka, this type of Sharet, Stunner, Abanan, Hatameim. What I was already saying, Kibsaran. The word Hatameim, the hay, includes to teach me that they're always like their Basar. Yachal Afilu Kulan, you might think it applies to all eight. Tamalam or Ela, no, only these. Vaha Ela Akuluksivi, but that Ela is said afterwards, it's going on all eight. Amarav leminehu hifzik ha'inyan. If you look in there, there's a split between within the shratzim. It says leminehu. That's mafzik between the two groups. V'lachshav nami tinshames. But tinshames is on the side of leminehu with the ones that are already in the Mishnah. Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak Rav tanu v'tani tinshames. Okay, Rav argues. Rav, who just gave this answer of Limineo splits, would include Tinshames in our Mishnah. I have a Tana Didan, lo Tana Tinshames, but our Mishnah doesn't have Tinshames. Amr of Sheshes, Braid Rev Edi, Tana Didan, Sarvala Kreb Yehuda, the Azo Basar Gishta. Our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who we had in the past, who always goes by Gishta, the texture. Meaning it's based on Svara, it's not based on Psukim. Based on Svara, Ubegishta the Halotaka Mifli, and the Machlokas is about the texture and the feel of these skins, right? So that's already a Machlokas. Do you go by Psukim? Do you go by physical realities? That could be a Machlokas. The earlier ones are a little more difficult. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Parsha Shir tonight, 8:45. Parshas Noach. Parsha Shir, and Mitzvah Shir continues on OU.org. We're up to the last Mitzvah in Parshas Mitzorah. Feel free to join.